Isaiah chapter 31. Who can we trust? Rather, who is worthy of your trust? We live in days where there is a crisis of confidence. The demonstrators tell us that we can't trust the police. The Center for Communicable Diseases refuses us. We don't know whether face masks protect us or not. School boards are trying to teach us confusing concepts about gender that go against biblical truths. And can we say what about most politicians? We always knew they were not reliable, but now they blatantly spin the facts. Israel had placed its trust in an alliance with Egypt instead of trusting God. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots, and in the great strength of their horsemen. But do not look to the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. In the same chapter, the Lord shows himself as the one and only one worthy of our trust. Like the lion who was not intimidated by the enemy or the circumstances, and as the birds hovering overhead, the Lord Almighty, he will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it and rescue it, so the Lord will take care of his people if his people trust him. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we can trust in the name of our Lord, our God. I can trust in the Lord. He will not fail me, even if sunshine would become dark and the sun would never shine again. I can still trust in the Lord. He will not fail me.